Sleeping Satellite, Tasman Archer here at Classic Hits 4FM. It's almost 5 to 7. Waking up happy on a Thursday morning. It's PJ and McCabe. We had Michael McDonald ahead of that and Sweet Freedom. The infestations just never stop. We had, what was it, earlier in the week,
Hornets.
Hornets and bees.
Hornets and, hornets and some kind of wasps, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then there was sexy spiders.
And there was sexy spiders, because of the way the weather's been, all the creepy crawlies are, they're thriving like never before. So we had sexy spiders coming out.
Something happening in the world.
Something happening. And now we're being told billions, and I don't mean millions or thousands or hundreds, billions of daddy long legs are set to plague England and Ireland, because the weather is so hot and it's so wet and it's perfect for them. So they've loads of food, and it says they're going to move north. So, what about you? So let's encourage them over the border.
So, Nordy Daddy Longlegs.
Nordy Daddy Longlegs.
In fairness, they'd be great for marching.
It'd be great for marching.
Loads of legs.
If they hang around for the later, or for till next summer, the 12th to be something else.
There'd be more. It's all about getting feet on the street.
How many drums do you need for a man with eight legs?
He could march. He could play two instruments at the one time and everything. It'd be fantastic for them.
This is a no fly zone. This is for daddy long legs anyway.
Walkers only.
We've been doing this for hundreds of years. Yeah, when you got here in the autumn. That's besides the point. Martin.
Do we know why they're coming? It's
something to do with the boom of food, because it's been so hot and wet, and that's been great for spiders catching wasps and whatever it is about to do with creepy crawlies. This is creepy crawly weather, so if you're afraid of creepy crawlies, unfortunately for you, it's been absolutely perfect conditions for creepy crawlies. So now, to add to the wasps, to add to the hornets, to add to the spiders who can't stop mating in your bedroom, now we have to deal with the daddy long legs, and billions of them on the way. So we've been warned. I thought that there's too much of a warning.
They don't do anything, like, you know, they've no sting, anything. They've no bite, they're grand, aren't
they? Just kind of idiots, aren't they? Like, the sexy spiders would be slagging them off, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Give it a little, here's your man again. Not a tooth in the head. Look at what
are they like the kind of the nerds of the insect world?
Of the arachnoid world, I'd say they are. Yeah, they're just nerds. They've noted, full of poison, apparently, that only hurts themselves. Not a tooth in the head. It's like they're kind of, I don't know. You know the way Whoopi Goldberg has no eyebrows, but you wouldn't know it unless somebody said it to you.
Never noticed that.
Not an eyebrow on her head. Never has, yeah. And it's not until someone says it to you.
Have they walked off or something?
Did she
have a dispute with them?
I don't know.
They just aren't there
but
anymore.
But she just, one day she decided, you know what I don't look good with? Eyebrows. Gone. They're gone. And so the daddy long legs are the Whoopi Goldberg of the spider world. No teeth. She just went eyebrows. They went with no teeth. I don't know if it was a conscious decision or not, but they're gone. Yeah. They're absolutely gone.
That must be really frustrating, so that if they get attacked by somebody, you don't know the harm that I could do you, the poison I have in my body that I could do to you, except I can't get it out of me and into you. Yeah.
Careful, or I'll let you bite me.
Yeah, why does it feel so good? Spiller, Groove Jess here, Classic Hits 4FM. It's almost 11 minutes past 8. Good morning to you. Welcome along. It is PJ and McCabe waking up happy on a Thursday morning, almost 11 minutes past 8. 53544 for 20 cents on the text, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. I know it's probably not a great morning for some people because of the bus strike
the
and
buses,
stuff. But look, if there's anything we can do, any information you want us to pass on, anything like that, you can give us a shout, as I say, 53544 for 20 cents on the text. But listen, even if you're in bad form, okay, this has to, unless you're clinically pronounced dead, this has got to cheer you up.
It's got to put a smile on your face one way or the other, because it started out as a sort of a terrible story, or what could have been a terrible story, because Tuesday night, someone was walking around Kilrush, County Clare, and they heard someone screaming for help, like sounding very distressed on an island, Hog Island, which is an uninhabited island just off the coast of Clare. So they rightfully got fairly concerned. They called the Coast Guard. They were alerted. Then the RNLI. There's no point in me saying the full words. The RNLI, they were sent out. So the lifeboats were sent out. The guards were sent out. So you've got three units of the emergency services all looking for this person in distress on Hog Island. The screaming can be heard over a kilometre away onto the mainland. So people are in a bit of a panic. And then they get to the island and they suddenly discover it was a goat. It was a goat that's been separated from its herd. And apparently now it was a very distressed goat. It wasn't a goat just saying, I'm just going to mess with these guys' heads for a minute.
It wasn't a goat crying wolf.
No, it wasn't a goat crying wolf. He was distressed.
Yeah.
But it was a goat. And You may or may not know, because I only found it very recently, that when a goat screams, he sounds exactly like a person. Exactly like a person.
When PJ was telling me this, I have to say, I struggled with it, right? I thought, and the idea of all the emergency services and the whole, you know, the might of the nation being brought together to help, you know, what could have been, as you say,
a serious situation.
A very serious situation, and then it turned out to be a goat.
It was turned out to be a goat.
I was a bit of a non-believer, and then I heard this stuff. These are genuine goats.
They're goats. You hear it? It sounds like it got the fright of its life.
That is an. Look at it. These are. I have to play that one again. This. This. Honestly, you can check. You can check this out for yourself. This is on YouTube. It's all over the place, and it. It is a phenomenon when goats scream. They sound like humans.
They sound like humans in awful amounts of pain. But they're just... Now, in fairness, the emergency services have seen the funny side of it. They says, look, if you do hear someone screaming, don't just assume it's a goat. Do call 999 or 112. Do that, because you never know.
You don't want to end up with that situation. Yeah. What the heck is going on next door, huh? Probably have a goat in.
It's a man in there with the goat again.
I didn't know they moved in goats next door to us, did they? All sorts of crimes could be getting committed here. No, it's probably just a ghost. Unbelievable. Waking up happy on a Thursday morning. It's me, James Jim. It's Classic Kids 4FM. Hey, these classic from Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, here at Classic Hits 4FM, almost 18 minutes past 8. Welcome along if you're just joining us. And by the way, if you are with us today, if you're enjoying it all, please tell a friend. That's what we're asking you. Get them to get with the program.
Yeah, tell a friend. Get them to join us here, because we're having a good time, and the more the merrier.
Absolutely. Listen, it is PJ and it's McCabe, waking up happy, as I say, on a Thursday morning. And we just got a text in after the incident about the story about the goat, okay? And we played, you know, that's genuine stuff you can find for yourself on YouTube, okay? Genuine goats, and they do sound exactly like humans, right? And there was one goat there in particular that had a heck of a scream on.
Oh, a heck of a scream. It sounds like someone absolutely howling. Absolutely howling.
Incredible. Well, it turns out that goat is actually a little bit famous. Because somebody texted in, after we played it for you, somebody just texted in and said, what about the goat in the Taylor Swift video, Trouble? So naturally, we were kind of intrigued by it.
Well, which goat is this, we wondered. So we just checked out the Taylor Swift video. I have to say, I nearly fell over laughing when
exactly.
I looked at it.
So prepare yourself. This is a, I suppose you could call it a little bit of a mix on, on Taylor Swift. Check this out.
I tell you, there's nothing in the world as amusing as a screaming goat.
Whoever thought that up? I mean, can you imagine just watching that? Watching Taylor Swift, I thought, you know, it would be brilliant in
that. Do you know what? I know a goat that could sing that really well. I know a really good goat that would fit right in there. So I don't know where people get their ideas from, but oh my God, thank you for the people of the world who have nothing better to do.
Absolutely, then play around on YouTube. Absolutely fantastic. Listen, give us a shout, 53544 for 20 cents on the text. Wake up happy here at Classic Hits. So listen, apart from goats, what else is going on?
Well, one in three parents. We all know parents get tired at the end of the day, so I don't want to be too hard on parents here. Me, who doesn't have kids, amazingly, I'd be tired at night myself. So I can only imagine how hard it is for people that have kids, and they're putting them to bed, and it's like, can I get a story? Mom, Dad, can I get a story? I imagine it's the last thing you want to do is sit there reading the book.
Right.
So it's been revealed through the statisticians, that one in three parents, they skimp the bedtime stories. So they sort of make up their own endings, or they skim a few pages, or they sort of, you know, instead of a chapter, they'll use a sentence to just ram it in. Anything to get to the end of the story. Which actually makes sense to me. Because I have a friend, right? Patrick McDonald, he's a comedian, and he's mad into history. Absolutely loves his history, and he used to read World War II books all the time. So he used to hate having to go upstairs, and then this kid would be, Dad, will you read me a story? So he used to read the World War II books, but do them in a kiddish type of thing. So he's getting the information himself, and he's selling the story. So he'd be like, oh, yes, and then, oh, the Germans, they arrived into France, and oh, they chased all the French people away. He used to do it all like this. So he'd be reading it and sort of dictate, and then, oh, and he'd leave out all the hard stuff. Really? But unfortunately, that made Hitler look quite a cuddly character. So when it came to his son's birthday, Patrick, his birthday, he says, what type of cake do you want for your birthday? He goes, I want a Hitler cake. So be careful what you say to your kids at night. He said he wanted a Hitler cake that played Stevie Wonder music, so God only knows what the other part of those stories.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That would have been brilliant if you... do you want a clown? Do you want Batman to come? Can we get Hitler?
Yeah, no, Hitler. Can we get... Do they not do any Hitlers for kids for parties? No. There's a niche market, I know. But I imagine you wouldn't be that busy. Yeah, but for the one gig a year where a kid wants it.
Hitler.
Yeah, so be careful. It's one in three parents could end up in that situation. I'm just giving you an example of how it could all go horribly wrong.
You've been warned.
The Damien Farrelly Show, part of the No Repeat Workday.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yeah, listen, it's the chance to win this week with thanks to the Maldron Hotel Oranmore in Galway. It is the destination for family fun this autumn, and we have a two-night family stay for you to win. You'll also get dinner in their brand-new restaurant. It's called The Grain and Grill. The hotel, it's newly renovated, two floors of bedrooms, fully refurbished, and the brand-new restaurant with a new head chef offering a whole new menu. So if you want to check out more about that, you can find it on their website, maldronhotelgalway.com. And it's a bit of a challenge, 13.
Yeah, it's Thursday, and we're still trying to topple this big score of 13, which means you got to get 14 to go into the lead. But it was matched yesterday. Oh, God, I hate when that happens.
We came close. And I tell you something, PJ, I have a good feeling about today, because you know the way you need somebody with a broad range of general knowledge, okay?
Absolutely.
Who better than a school teacher?
Oh, nobody better than a school teacher.
Linda Flanagan, how you doing?
Hiya.
How's... very echoey there, Linda.
Yes, I know.
Are you in a tunnel?
Or a submarine?
Yeah, a tunnel, yeah.
A tunnel, okay. So what, because I was told you were a school teacher, are you teaching in Shankill or do you live in Shankill?
Yeah, I'm from Shankill.
Oh, right, okay. Are you going to tell us where the school is, no?
No.
Oh, it's one of them, is it? It's one of them, right. Hang on a second, are you in school at the moment?
Yeah.
What room in the school are you in?
I'm in the tunnel.
Are you in the toilet?
In the tunnel.
Are you? You're in the toilet. Aren't you in the toilet?
I am.
Ah,
yeah. So hiding now.
You're hiding from the kids, are you?
Well, yeah, they haven't left since
last
year, so.
Hopefully, you'll be bouncing into the classroom with a smile on your face after this. No excuses now. You're a teacher with a bit of peace, which is a very rare thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, listen, Linda, the very best of luck. We do have to beat 13. We can't draw a level. PJ has the questions. Here we go.
Who was visited by the ghosts of Christmas, past, present and future?
Huge.
What number does M represent in the Roman numerals?
Now, solve the clues and guess the year. Classic Song Investigation.
CSI.
On Classic Hits, 4FM.
Yeah, here we go, setting off on our travels once again back to a classic year. The question is, will you be able to tell us which one? 53544 for 20 cents on the text, by the way, if you do fancy having a guess.
Give us a shout. Definitely get involved and we'll sort of try and read your name out if you're getting right. But don't worry, it's just for fun, so don't worry too much about it.
What he means by that is we're not going to give you a prize.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, we're just a bit cheapskate.
Might call around your house to the bar chatting. You never know. You never know. I'll give you the first clue anyway, because yesterday was a big day for Apple. They released, they announced the new release of the iPhone 7, which is unbelievable, because it's just like the old iPhone. So that's coming out. But this was the very first time we saw the iPod. So the year we're talking about, CSI, the very first year the iPod came out, which actually was at the time kind of sensational. Yeah. It was a huge change.
You know, I still have an original iPod.
Do you really?
Yeah, because that's how technically bad I am, is that it kind of, you know what I mean? I wouldn't upgrade it because I was, well, what will I do with all the songs on that? Yeah. What will I do with that?
What will I do with all my CDs?
So I still have an original iPod.
That's a good thing to have.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I hang out. It's not in great nick now.
Is it on wheels? It's probably that big.
Yeah, the battery runs out after two songs. But anyway, so the iPod was... Do you know what else was launched in this year as well? Wikipedia was launched in this. Now, I tell you something, Wikipedia, right? I'm going to confess to this. I treat it like a Bible. If I need to know anything about anything, Wikipedia is the first place I go. And apparently, it is the most untrustworthy source.
Nonsense thing to... Yeah, it's because anybody can just go onto Wikipedia and write anything they want about anyone. And there's a fake quote about me on my Wikipedia page, who I have no idea set it up. But thankfully, it works to me favour. Yeah. Somebody wrote on my Wikipedia page that Conan O'Brien said I made him laugh for a whole afternoon. It's totally false. But every time a journalist asks me, I go, I know.
Yeah.
He rang me personally about it.
Me and Conan were quite close.
Yeah, me and Conan, well, we're like Thatcher. He's always asking me to write gags for the show. Never gives me a credit either. Must bring it up with him.
S Club 7, Don't Stop Moving, final hit from classic year number one. The question is, what was that year, PJ?
Well, you nearly would have given me an elbow in the head there, because I was just about to read the year that we're going to do next. but we're safe enough. I think we're pretty safe if I say that was the year. 2001 was the year. So well done, Kevin Belton in Galway. Well done, Kathleen Doyle, Finglas West. Nolan Adair, every morning you were in there getting it right. And
fair
someone
play.
Called John Drum, and I'm going to attempt this, Clonahadu in County Offaly. Well done, you got it right.
Clonahadu. In Geese Hill, is it?
Geese Hill. Clonahadu, Geese Hill, County Offaly.
Wow.
Maybe I shouldn't have tried that one. There's a man in the car now screaming at his radio out to me.
In fact, there's the entire population of Clonahadu, Geese Hill and County Galway going, that's not how you say it!
Of course they are, they're all in the car. So 2001.
John and his family.